we're here live. The Sailor Him Speaks Sunday. We'll be talking about health today. Naturally, the first thing I always talk about is love. Love is so important. Love is the most important thing in our lives, and most of us don't know how to love. To remember that love is an act that makes us feel good. If you're going to commit an act that makes the other person feel good, then you're not acting out of love. You're acting out of something else, whatever that is. We don't know what it is, but love is basically the act that makes us feel good, okay? We're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about love today because we're talking about health. And we're dealing with how to keep yourself healthy and free from being sick and having diseases and the whole nine yards, okay? The object of the whole thing is like what I ask questions. The question I ask is, why are you eating? What are you eating for? Are you eating to lose weight, eating to gain weight? I mean, what's the purpose of your diet? Some people are eating just to stay alive. But the whole thing about the diet is eating to make that perfect cell. Now, what are we talking about when we say eating to make the perfect cell? Oh, my goodness. There's got to be a reason for what I'm saying. Trying to get a little organized here. Let's hold on. Yeah, there has to be a reason for everything, the stuff that we're doing and what we're trying to do. So we can get ourselves together so that we can yeah, I was just checking the number that I gave out. I want to make sure I gave out the right number. Probably 516-453-9230. Okay. So we're on the right page here. Yeah, so, my goodness. It's been a long day for me. I switched around to from 8 to 9 because I have so much going on and during the day on Sunday that 8 to 9 seems to work out a little better for me, okay? So today's topic is about health. Now, the first question that we're going to ask, okay, is why are you eating? Now, that seems like a strange question. Why are you eating? But it's important to eat for a particular purpose. If you're eating just to stay alive, even just to survive, well, you can eat anything under the sun. Eat anything that you want to eat. Anything that you want to eat, okay? And also, while we're waiting for our host, now when the host checks in, I don't know what number he's going to use, but make sure you put your hand up, Dr. Paul, when you check in, and I'll know that you're there, okay? Because I might not recognize the number that you're using. I know the number that I broadcast every week. If you use that number, then I got you. But other than that, we'll wait for you to call in. So what we're talking about now is why are you eating? I like to talk about that because most people eat. They don't really know why they're eating, you know. It's important to figure out why you're eating. You need to know why you're eating, what you're eating for, what's the purpose of eating. People say, duh, we eat to stay alive, man. What planet are you from? Well, you can eat to stay alive. You can become all kinds of sick and be painful, and your life will be miserable if you're just eating to stay alive because you're eating anything under the sun. And the body is a very delicate instrument, believe it or not. So what I like to do right now is to go through just a couple of things in reference to the body is concerned as far as eating is concerned, you know. The stomach is like an oven. That's on the air. I know you've heard me say it a few times, but I want to say it again. The stomach is like an oven. And if you're baking a cake and you put a cake in the oven, you need all of the ingredients in the cake at the same time or the cake will not come out right. The cake is like the perfect cell, right? you put the right ingredients in, you're going to get the perfect cake. If you put the right ingredients in, you're going to get a perfect cell. Remember, the body reproduces every cell in the body every 7 years. So the question is, as you're eating, is your body producing perfect cells or defective cells? This is one of the reasons why you're catching, why we have so many diseases and malformities, because the 3-meal-a-day diet is one of the worst diets you can be on. It's a good diet to survive, but you're going to be in a hospital more. You're going to be in the hospital quite a bit, just eating with a 3-meal-a-day diet. They're going to have your medication, everything else, because you're not, the body's constantly producing non-perfect cells, okay? And if the cells aren't perfect, then when your body replaces the cells that you're using, the cells are going to be defective. So with defective cells, you're going to have a problem. Now, I want to say this. I know most people don't agree with it, but I want to say it anyway because nobody's been doing it except in the Bible days. But the normal lifespan, listen to this carefully, the normal lifespan of the human body is 999 years. That's the normal lifespan. That's right. That's how long we're supposed to be living. We live to 115. We think we done something. Man, a walk around all bent over, can barely move around. Something's wrong with that picture, okay? And what's wrong with that picture is that you're not eating for the right reason. Some of us are eating to lose weight. So we eat just little skimpy little meals and all that kind of stuff. We are losing weight, but the body's producing cells that ain't worth nothing, okay? Now, you can eat correctly and still lose weight. That's right. I'll talk to you about the diet that I'm on in a few minutes. Now, so if you're eating to make that perfect cell, okay, then that means that you need at least 80 nutrients going into the body at the same time. It's almost like taking a one-a-day vitamin. But you got to check those one of their vitamins because they don't give you, they're not balanced. I'm going to say that again. The one of their vitamins are unbalanced. They have 100% of one thing, 50% of another thing, and 75% of another thing. So you're not getting the 100% of all the different nutrients that you might need. So you're going to have to do some research yourself. You're going to have to look into it. You're going to see what's going on. And try to work it out whereas you're getting all of the nutrients that you need when you sit down and eat. Now, if you're going to eat more than one meal a day, right, what I suggest you do is make up a big meal with all the nutrients in it, split that up over the whole day into 3 meals, Now, let's think about how we eat and how this culture has been telling us to eat. Get up in the morning, right? You have your breakfast, which you have a couple of eggs and some bacon and some home fried. It still sounds good. Got my mouth drooling already. I don't eat that stuff no more. But you get some eggs and some bacon and some home fried, maybe a cup of coffee, a couple of slices of toast. Think about that meal. Now, what's the nutritional value of that doggone meal? And the egg is pretty good. That's almost like one of nature's perfect foods. But the egg is pretty good. But it's high in cholesterol and some other things that you might be eating, especially if you fry it, So when it's high in protein, right, now you get your bacon, which is more protein, okay? You might get your coffee, which has got caffeine in it, which is not good. Caffeine produces mucus in the system. It's just a terrible breakfast. And then the toast coming from wheat, high in mucus, mucus producing item, like bread. So that diet is lack. So there's so many things, beta carotene, vitamin B4, all the stuff that you need to help the body reproduce that perfect cell. It's not there. So the body is struggling literally to digest the food that you gave it. Then you come back for lunch. And when you think about sitting at that, you get your sandwich with a couple slices of bread with some meat on it, maybe some lettuce and tomatoes if you're lucky, you know, and you get some more coffee or some juice or something, and you eat that down. Nowhere near 80 nutrients is in that diet, is in what you're eating. You might get sandwiches or french fries, you know. That's more sugar, fat, oil in the system, oil the body don't process oil. Boy, that's something to think about. So that's, you just had two terrible meals, and those two meals together won't give you all the 80 nutrients that you need. Then here we come with dinner. Now for dinner, you have one green vegetable. And this is the diet they got you on. For dinner, you have one green vegetable. You have some kind of mashed potatoes or some more potatoes, okay? Then you have a big old slab of meat. 8 ounce, 4 ounce steak. So good. More protein. So the body only needs 23 grams of protein a day, which is equivalent of about a scoop of tuna fish. So you got all that protein. Now cancer is a protein derivative. That's right. Cancer loves protein. So you get all that protein to cancer, especially if you're trying to build bulk. They think they need all this protein to build bulk, to build those big muscles. You know what I mean? So you're eating crazy, and by the time you get to 45, 50, you're almost bent over and can barely walk. You know, you're looking around you. You look like an old fossil, you call those things. The 3 meal a day diet that you have to set up on is for the 1% to make money. I know they're gonna shut me down one of these guys talking about us like this on our air. We own the airway. He talking about us like a dog. Yeah, I'm talking about like a dog on your own station. We're talking about eating correctly here. You know, the 3 meals a day diet sucks. Because after a certain period of time, talk to your friends. 7 out of 10 of them are on some type of medication if you're over 50. Talk to them. You know, they're on medication and in the doctor's care. You know what I mean? Because the diet is designed to do that. Now, you see how big and beautiful these hospitals are. All that big expensive equipment they got sitting up there with the MRIs and the different machines they got, that stuff costs money. And they have to depend on a population being sick. Because if you ain't sick, they're not going to be able to make all the money that they're making. They don't make that money off of well people. They make the money off of sick people. So if the hospitals in your area are just building up and building up and building up, they're building more and more hospitals. The clinic over here, they got as many hospitals as they got churches out there. And we got churches on almost every corner. So the clinics are more and more clinics are building up because the diet that you're on is killing you. It's a slow death. That's what it is, you know. Now, I live in the real world. Nobody has ever gotten out of this situation they call life alive. And I'm still waiting on my desk. I just haven't checked in yet. I hope he's okay out there. Nobody has ever gotten out of this thing alive. That's reality. Okay? Everybody has kicked the bucket. You're familiar with the term kick the bucket. But why do you have to be sickly? Can't walk, they can't breathe. People walk around a walker. They have to have a little thing to carry the oxygen because they can't breathe properly because there's so much going on. I hate to put a business out there, but I had a daughter. who just had an operation for gallstones. 31 years old, gallstone operation. Come on, that's too young to be having anybody cutting on you. To make you better. The 3 meal a day diet sucks. It's just that simple. And we need to come off that 3 meal a day diet and think in terms of one meal with all the nutrients in it. And if you can't eat that one meal in one setting, then you eat 2 or 3 meals. But you're eating all the nutrients that you need when you eat, so that the body can process the food properly. Because each each item, whether it be Roboflavin, thiamine, or vitamin B4, whatever you need, each item goes with another item. The protein uses the things in the fat. I used to have my book up here to read all this stuff, but I don't have my book up here today because I was going to pose all these questions to our guests. I don't know where my guest is tonight, but we're going to keep on moving, okay? So one thing, each thing that you're eating helps the other thing, okay? Each nutrient helps the other nutrients and keeps that going like that, okay? So right now, we're we at a point that we really have to sit back and study nutrients and study how we're eating, okay? We have to figure out exactly what's going on and how we're going to make this work, all right? How you going to eat? How you going to do this thing where you don't have to be so sickly all the doggone time, you know, where you can literally eat, be healthy, and live a better life, a more comfortable life with your body, you know? Now, I'm on what we call an age reduction diet. And it's working. I mean, at my age, my hair should be totally gray, but it's not, because now my hair is no longer turning gray. It's turning black. It's turning back natural the way it's supposed to be. If you saw me a few years ago, everything was gray, but now it's not, because I'm perfecting the diet more and more. My hair is turning black more and more, and the aging process is slowing down. I won't say reducing, but it seems like it's reducing or it's retrogressing. And it's making a big difference. I'm feeling better. I go to the doctor, they look at it, they don't find anything wrong, and they send me home, and I love it, you know. But I do go to them because, like I said, they got all those big machines to tell you what's wrong with you. They can tell me what's wrong, but I don't allow them to work on me too much, you know. Like, minor surgery, something on the skin or something, but if they want to cut me open, we got a problem. Because what Dr. Sabi say, they wanted to cut you open, they'd have a zipper on it, where you can just zipper you up and zip you back down and do things, but the body don't come with a zipper. So something's wrong when we have to have surgery, we have to cut us open and do stuff like that. There's something wrong with that. Okay, now, here's another thing I want to throw out there. We're quite a few minutes into the show. I think we're 18 minutes into the show, so I'm going to assume that my guest is not going to appear. We lost a couple of everybody looking for Dr. Paul. But I'll find out what's wrong with Dr. Well, find out what's going on why he's not on the show, because I don't like that. I very seldom have special guests. I don't do special guests too much because I don't like to put my word out there saying somebody's going to be here to do something and they don't do it, okay? That's just how I am, all right? Now, getting back into this health thing, right, let's get into a couple of questions that I want to throw out there. Now, just remember, this is an open discussion, so if you want to ask questions about anything, just put your hand up, and we'll just hit one on your dial. Now, let me know that you have a question or you want to say something, and then we can listen to what you have to say or answer any questions that you may have. Now, here's the next thing I want to throw out there. Okay, I see we got a hand number. I recognize that number. Okay, hold on. Let me bring Brother Mac on. Brother Mac, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Brother Elohim. Thank you for asking. I have a question regarding diet.
Right.
All right. If I understand you correctly, you're saying that we eat too many times a day. And if I understand you correctly, you're suggesting You're suggesting that we eat fewer times, like maybe once a day, but eat enough at that one setting to give us all the nutrients that we need. If I'm understanding you correctly, can you give us some foods that we can select or choose from that would give us the nutrients that we need, and that would be an age reduction diet. Can you do that?
Well, I don't suggest how many times a day we eat, but I do suggest that when we eat, we're eating with all of the minerals and vitamins and nutrients at that meal. We might not be able to get the, because sometimes, when I eat, but I have a little pot, that pot be full. But when my system is used to it, so when I grub, I get everything in at the same time for that particular meal, you know? And sometimes I don't eat the whole meal. I eat just and leave a little bit off in case I want a snack later on. Then I'll go back to that portion that I didn't eat, and I'll use it as a snack. Maybe I'll have some veggie burgers with it or something, or some, eat a bit of salad or something, because I want a snack on something, you know. So, but it's not a question of how many times you eat. It's a question of what you're eating when you eat. And if you can get everything in at one time, that one meal a day, that would be best. If you can get all your nutrients and stuff in, that would be best. But most of us are on a 2,000-calorie diet, and that's not a food at one setting when you're dealing with eating cups of vegetables. Right now, to get into the age reduction diet, this is what I eat. This is what I recommend for the age reduction diet. Now, I made a modification on the diet about 2 weeks ago because I'm moving more towards, a mucusless diet. I'm moving more towards a mucusless diet. So what I recommend is that 1 cup of collard greens, 1 cup of Brussels sprouts, 1 cup of broccoli, 1 cup of green peas, and 1 cup of sweet potatoes now. Now, I eliminated the green beans because the green beans are actually mucus forming, high in mucus forming. Now, sweet potatoes have mucus, but not as much. It's very low in the mucus, and the nutrients that's in that sweet potato is amazing. You need to look up to see what nutrients in that sweet potato. That sweet potato is an amazing vegetable. Although a lot of people suggest that you have the carrot over the sweet potato, but the carrot is not a man-made vegetable. The carrot is a hybrid. So when you eat the carrot, I recommend that you eat the sweet potato over the carrots. And that's what I've been doing. I've been eating the carrots. Now, I'm getting callers coming in, but I don't know who is Dr. Paul. So, Dr. Paul, if you're checking in, put your hand up so I know it's you. If you're not, using the number to end in 55, that's the number I call out every week on the show. So I recognize that number. We'll go from there. But that... those 5 vegetables give you 87 of all the minerals and nutrients that the body needs, including protein. Vegetables do have protein in them, and that's another thing that they're telling us. According to Dr. Sabin, we don't actually need a whole lot of protein, but I recommend these 5 vegetables. Now, Dr. Sabin talks against the broccoli. Consider broccoli is an acid-based vegetable, but now when Dr. Sabi is talking, he's talking to a person that's sick, okay? And he wants you to do things that's going to heal you. Well, I'm not sick, so I don't need healing. What I need is for my body to reduce the aging process. So that's how I'm eating right now. So I'm getting all of the nutrients in my system at the same time when I eat, and I'm making that perfect cell. I'm eating to make the perfect cell. Now, I'll give you a list of the vegetables again. Then I'm going to give you a list of the seasonings that I use and why I use those particular seasonings in my diet. I use one cup of collard greens, and if you check the nutrients in that collard green, I know back in the day that I was like, Muhammad told us don't eat the collard green because it's a weed. But it's a certain way you have to process the collard green. You can't just put a raw collard green on the stove and boil it, because the collard green's structure is so dense that basically boiling it don't break it apart so the body can digest it properly. You have to put it in a crock pot. You have to steam them suckers down so that you can break the molecular structure of the collard green apart so that the body can digest it. After you put it in the crock pot, then you can put it in the water and cook it or heat it up whenever you get ready to eat it. I cook mine off, measure them, and I freeze them after they come out of the crock pot. But if you don't put them in the crock pot, then your body can't actually digest the collard greens properly. So I'm just going to say that with the collard greens. But I eat one cup of collard greens, okay, one cup of Brussels sprouts. So if you don't want to write this down, you can. One cup of green peas and one cup of broccoli. And one cup of sweet potatoes. I switch to the sweet potato from that. I usually recommend the string beans, but I'm finding out you can't get string beans here in this country for some reason. You get the green beans. That is a difference in the nutrient value between the green bean and the string beans. They're two different vegetables. One, the string bean is more coming out of France. It's more of a European type of situation when you're getting the string beans. I didn't know that, but I did the research on it, you know. And the green beans has very little nutrients in it. So the green bean is a bean, so it's highly mucus-forming. So I cut the green bean out of the diet, and I put the sweet potato in there, not the carrot, because the carrot is a hybrid, okay? It's not a natural vegetable. And I know Dr. Sammy Reppy, he talks against the broccoli because it's an acid fruit. It's an acid vegetable, but it balances out the five vegetables, and it gives you all of those nutrients that you need at one time so you can make the perfect cell. That's why you're supposed to be eating. You're supposed to be eating to make the perfect cell, because every 7 years, the body replaces all of the cells. And you want to replace the cells with perfect cells, not defective cells, okay? So that's where we're at as far as that's concerned. Now, I'm going to get into the seasonings. Now, if you have any questions, just put your hand up, or if you want to make a comment or say something, just let me know by putting your hand up, and then I'll get to you right away. Now, if your hand is already up, okay, and you want to make a comment, I'm just going to leave your mic open. You can just jump in. Once you put your hand up, I'll leave your mic open, and when you get ready, you can just jump in and talk whenever you feel like it, okay? So that's where we're at right now. Okay, now, the seasonings that I use, all right? I use paprika because the diet, the five vegetables that I mentioned, is a little short on vitamin A. All right, so the paprika is high in vitamin A. You can also use cayenne pepper, but I don't like hot, spicy food. So for me, it comes out the way it goes in. So that's not a good situation for me. So I use paprika instead of cayenne pepper, but they're both high in vitamin A. Okay. Then I use turmeric as a seasoning. I use ginger as a seasoning. I use rosemary as a seasoning. And then I use sage. I use parsley and oregano. Okay. Now I use those for taste. Now I do use garlic sometimes. Now a lot of the healers say that garlic is not all that great for you. But I do use garlic for taste. But I've been cutting back on the garlic as well. So those are the seasons that I use. Now, if you check the nutrients and the value that you get from those particular seasons, I go over the season again: turmeric, ginger, rosemary, sage, oregano, and parsley. check those seasons out. Google them, and you'll see that they're very, those are very powerful herbs. Okay, Mac, I know that that was I'm responding to a question that you asked. Does that you want to answer the question that you were throwing at me?
Well, yes, but it raises another question. especially concerning the sweet potato. I love sweet potatoes, and sweet potatoes was one of the staples as I was growing up in North Carolina. We grew sweet potatoes and had a sweet potato bank, which means we would make a bed of straw in a dry place and pile the potatoes in the form of a pyramid and then put about 6 inches of straw over the potatoes and then another 6 inches of dirt. That way, the potatoes didn't have to be brought inside, and it was referred to as a potato bank. So that whenever we wanted to get potatoes, we would go out and grapple the potatoes out of the make a hole in the side, reach in and take out the number of potatoes that were going to be used to cook. But I didn't know then, what I knew then was, hey, that's what we had to eat and that's what we ate. And it's encouraging to hear you say that sweet potatoes have a lot of nutrients. And I can't help but wonder if the same applies to white potatoes. And I noticed that in the market there are yams, there are sweet potatoes, and then I've noticed in the market there's also the Asian sweet potatoes that are purple on the outside but white on the inside, and they're delicious. What can you say about the different kinds of potatoes, including the Irish potato?
Well, the white potato is very starchy and high in nutrients, so we really don't want to consume the white potato at all. Basically,
mm-hmm.
The yams and a sweet potato. That's basically what I recommend. The sweet potato is mm-hmm. white. The yam is orange. So that's basically what I recommend. Now, when I cook when I put the sweet potatoes in with the other vegetables, I wash the skin of the sweet potato very, very good. And because the skin of the sweet potato is very nutritious as well. But
right.
I don't get to the point that I don't actually, I'm getting up there in age and chewing the sweet potato skin is something, a little something different because I just cook the vegetables long enough so that the sweet potato is tender, not long enough to make the skin chewable. So I just eat it and put the skin on the side. But I do cook it with the skin on because, you know, in potatoes, most of the nutrients are right underneath the skin. So when you're making potatoes, you know. So, but the sweet potato used to be a staple diet in Africa. So that's one of our staple vegetables in Africa, you know. And I know Dr. Sabian always talking about that. We should eat food that's native to where we actually come from, you know. But I haven't visited Dr. Sabian enough since we were talking about the sweet potato. I know you talk about some potatoes, but I haven't heard him talk about the sweet potato. Some people used to recommend the carrot, but all of the health food gurus are saying that the carrot is a hybrid. It's a man-made vegetable, and it's not that good for consumption. But you have to think in terms of healing yourself and creating certain molecules that will actually reduce the process of aging. So there's two different diets that we're dealing with. Now, if you're sick, you have to eat. So it's like if you're taking antibiotics, but once you don't need the antibiotics, you stop taking them. So don't just take antibiotics all your life because antibiotics might be good for you. So that's what I recommend. When you go on these diets, you have to really ask yourself the question, why am I eating and what am I eating for? See, so if you're eating for a certain health, like you got joint problems or arthritis, and you got problems with your thyroid and stuff like that there, then you might eat certain things that you wouldn't normally eat that wouldn't be included in the five vegetables that I mentioned, okay? It's like if you have a deficiency in vitamin B4, see, that's bran. So at least once, I don't recommend rice, but at least once a week you should eat brown rice. At least one or two cups of brown rice once a week to give you that bran of vitamin B4. Because vitamin B4, now a sweet potato produces vitamin B4, but all of the other vegetables don't really produce the vitamin B4. You need bran to get that, you know. You might want to eat some bran flakes or something, but then you're dealing with the wheat. So it's you have to do your own research on what and how you're eating. And Brother Matt, I do want to say one thing. Those sweet potatoes that used to grow, they were some of the best sweet potatoes I ever had, boy.
Yes, sir.
Threw them in a trash bag. And I said, oh, my God, look at this. I was so impressed with what you did, you know. But right now, we're at the halfway point, so I'm going to have to, I don't want to over talk. I'm going to go ahead and give back to, I give a little back. That's where the commercial comes in, so I'm going to make a few shout-outs for some of the people that are on here trying to do things, okay? So I'll be back with you in a minute, brother man. Elohim Radio Show. I'm Elohim. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 now. It's the Elohim Radio Show, and my calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk, if you have a comment, or you want to have a business or something, you want to give a shout-out about your business, just let us know by pressing 1, and we got one person just that quick. Okay, but I can't get to you right now. As soon as the commercial is over, I'll let you can come in and say whatever you want to say. That's 0997. I'll let you come in and say whatever you want to say. So just bear witness for a full minute, okay? Now, we have released, I have a gospel CD on the market that's under Elohim Christ. It's called Jesus is Coming. The CD link is CD Baby, CD Elohim Christ -2. That's the number 2. And you can purchase the album or download it if you want. Now, we ask ourselves, we say Jesus is coming, but if Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? He's coming out of the goddess's womb. So, you sisters out there, we need those babies. Be mindful. We need those babies. Don't be dumping them child. The child you dump might be the one that's going to get us out of this mess we're in, you know? And you brothers, you got to step up to the plate and help these sisters out because the babies need both parents. That's the reality. You know, I live in the real world. It took both parents to make them, so both parents should be here to look out for them, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2 of Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or the book, call TCCA at 215-977-0777. That's from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? Also, I'm now into the gold business. Now, on Tuesday, we're going to be talking about caribars and the gold and all that, how to make money with the gold, how to use the gold situation to deal with the market, okay? For more information about that, you can call Elohim at 215-977-0777. But we will be on the air at Tuesday at the same number, 8 to 9, dealing with the caribars and the gold, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler. He has a history book out called When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because this guy really understands history. Now, I've read a lot of historians in their books, but they don't understand the history. They give you the history, but they don't understand. This guy, Horace Butler, he understands and knows what he's talking about. And also, we have the Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son that comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. East, and they talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number for this show is 319-527-6199. And after I get done here, I'm going to let Brother Matt talk a little bit about his show himself. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sun 752. He's on every morning at 9 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That call-in number is the same, 319-427-6199. I'm going through this kind of fast because I'm trying to give a lot of people shout-outs here. I would also like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube, and you can just check her out. She's under Kamitra 11. She has what's called the spoken word. You know, that's what I am, a sister, and she has a pretty good word to speak. If you check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor, and she comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. I miss her show most of the time because I'll be out of it come 10:30. I get up 4 in the morning. Her calling number is 347-215-8040. You can also go to the website, NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's WNIM, NikkiLoveWunam.com. She's a spiritual advisor, so she wants some spiritual help. She's psychic and all that. She's pretty good. I checked her out. So we also have the UNIAACR at 16th for Cecil B. Moore Avenue. Now, they're there every Sunday at 3 p.m. If you want more about that number, just call Brother Kabir. He's at 267-513-8789. We also have the UNIA, and that meets every Sunday on 514 South 52nd Street. Now, for international contact number, we're dealing with Kabir and the Pickery UNIA. Excuse me. That number is 646-807-6502. That's the international number if you want to talk to other brothers at 66 would be more to find out this one with Kabir and Madonna over there. And this one here is at WNIA is at 52nd Street. They meet at 3 p.m. every Sunday. That contact number, you call Mark P. anytime. His number is 267-300-7143. Or Elohim at 215-977-0777 from 9 to 7 Monday through Friday. Okay, we got RBG Industries. I got a lot of people out here. That's from 9-7-0-7. RBG Industries, they make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 619-638-5828. We have a new listener who has a security company at 336-988-8638. We don't have a web address. I'm almost done. I think I might have to the commercial is almost as long as the show here. I'd like to give a shout out for Taylor Potts Learning Academy. For Taylor Potts Learning Academy, that's my daughter. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Taylor Tots, you made me correct that the other day. So it's Taylor Tots has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And our email address is at TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram, Taylor_Tots_LD. I guess I'm saying it right. I'm not really an internet person. I also like to give a shout out to our naturopathic healers and doctors. Dr. Paul's probably been here today. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, you deserve to be sick tomorrow, huh? Nobody really deserves to be sick. Yeah. You deserve to call. And don't worry, if you call these guys, you definitely will be healthy. Okay, brother. You want to tell them a little more about what is happening on Sunday? I mean, on Saturday? Oh, boy. I had to cut somebody off the commercial. The commercial is too long for me. It got me out of breath trying to do the commercial in one swoop, you know? Great, Brother Matt. You tell me a little bit about the Legacy of a Nation show that comes on Saturday. Brother, well, put his hand on the bed. I can't wait for this commercial. He'll put his hand back down, sir.
Brother Eli, you're certainly very generous, with your time and dedicating it to making us aware of the other teachers and healers in your network. But Legacy of a Nation has the mission of increasing the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And we are the Aboriginal community, we who are descendants of slaves. My show is from 6 to 7 p.m. every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. And the number, the studio number is, what 916? My goodness.
Give me a second. I got to scroll back down to all these tough numbers.
I don't call myself that often.
Yeah, they call it number 319-527-6199.
Thank you, Brother Ibrahim. we over the course of the month we cover four main topics, and the four main topics are one, health. We talk about how to gain health and how to maintain it, and number two is history. We feel that it's important for a nation to know where they came from and how they got to where they are now, and number three is politics. We feel that a nation needs to know how it's governed, who makes the laws, who has to follow them, and number four is economics. A nation needs to know how to feed, clothe, and house its inhabitants, and so one each week. We talk about these four main topics over the course of the month, with the purpose of increasing the awareness of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim, for your generous donation of time, and I'll give you back your program, but thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. I don't have any more commercials to do, so that's good. I'd like to throw some else out there. I've been told, right, this is something I'm researching on, I wanted to go through this with Dr. Paul if he called in. So I'll check with him tomorrow to find out exactly what happened. I was told that the body does not process oil. And I took the oil out of my diet, because I used to use cold pressed olive oil, and I used to use the, I used to use coconut oil. But I took both oils out of my diet, because no matter how you cook them, if you boil the oil becomes toxic, okay? And any kind of heat that you put on that oil, the oil becomes toxic. And the body don't digest it, it pushes it out through the skin. And this is why young people eat all the peaches and all that stuff, have the pimples and all that stuff, because the oil, the body's not actually processing the oil. It's an amazing thing. That's why they tell you not to eat fried food, because once you fry the food is actually toxic waste. And that's what you're eating, toxic waste. So now I just use water to cook with, and it's really making a difference, because the gray hair on me was like moving really, really slow, and I couldn't figure out why. I should be moving faster. But since I stopped using the oil, now the gray hair is leaving like somebody's chasing it, and I love it. So even my beard, the sideburns, all that stuff is starting to turn black like it's supposed to. So the age, the retrogression is actually taking place at a faster rate, only because I just stopped using oil. I just learned about the oil about 4 weeks ago. So it's just amazing. So those of you out there who are still using oil to cook with, or to eat, like even with the vinegar and oil and stuff like that there, don't consume the oil at all. Oil is made to go on the outside of the skin, not inside the stomach for the body to produce it. That's the word I got. And since I've been off the oil, it's really making a difference, you know. And so I don't know, Brother Mac, how much you know about the oil and how the body processes and produces oil. But if you have any information on it, you can just jump in and give us what you have. And now the next question I have is that, are we buying things to eat supplements that are actually good for you? Are they good for you or are they not good for you? Some of the questions I have written down. So I'm going to try to tackle some of these questions myself. Brother Mac, he's been around for a few minutes, so he might know a little bit about this stuff as well. What do you think about the supplements that they're pushing at us, Brother Mac?
Well, Brother Elohim, when you consider that most of the supplements are natural, and the ones that are food are good, for instance, you named some that you use as spices. You named the I think you named oregano and paprika, But in addition to being food supplements, these are also natural foods that grow in your garden, and with it being natural food, when you use it, you get no side effects, and you can't OD on it. In other words, you can't use too much because it is food. And so supplements are good. However, I'm biased somewhat in favor of using the natural products, whether it's leaves, or roots or stems or the fruit itself or bark. Rather than the supplements that are processed and put into capsules, you know, for easy consumption. I guess I could sum up my attitude in that supplements are good. However, they should be in the natural form. In the form of leaves, bark, stems, roots, fruit, etc. And of course there are other supplements that are minerals. For instance, sulfur comes in the form of MSM. Which is a natural sulfur that you can get at the health food store, and iodine, Lugol's iodine is another, it's easy enough to. To use the internet to choose foods that have in them the nutrients that you need to if you're treating a particular ailment, you know, it's important to understand that most of the medicines. The allopathic medicines that the pharmacists sell to us are copies of natural products. They have manufactured in the laboratory as close as they can to the natural ingredients that come from nature, and they sell that to us with all of the side effects that using the allopathic products bring. Wherein if you're using it in its natural form, you don't get the side effects, but you get the benefits.
Okay. Well, we have about 5 minutes left here. What I want to do is something I've never done before. I'm going to see if I can literally place a call I'm going to literally try to call Dr. Ball and see what kind of answer I get. Hold on for a second. I got to go back to the commercial.
Well, Brother Elohim, if I could speak on another modality while you're making the call, and that would be hypnosis. Sometimes it's difficult for us to change a habit that we've had all our lives. And the use of therapeutic hypnosis can be very beneficial in helping us to correct our way of thinking and doing things
I'm going to call him right through the station.
Very well, very well.
Have you done that before?
I have. No, I don't even know how to do that. No.
Yeah, I'm the person that does. I'm calling now. I'm calling to the station.
Okay.
So I can literally just call people.
Hello, you reached Dr. Paul Hopkins, MD, Doctor of Naturopathy. I'm not available to take your call right now, but if you'd like to, please leave your name, number, and the time you call, and I'll surely return your call to you. Remember, we're on the web, www.drpaul.com. Thank you. Have a most pleasant day.
Yeah,
at the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Dr. Paul is Brother Elohim. I'm calling from the radio show, and I was just wondering what happened. And so you can give me a call back a little later on or tomorrow and let me know what happened. Let me know you're all right, okay? Much love, man. And I said, it's the first time I've ever done that. You know?
It worked. All right.
I can call people from the show. So, and that's pretty interesting. We only got about we got about 3 minutes left. So, what I'd like to do for this last 3 minutes is talk just a little bit about the age reduction diet and. How important that is to really think about what you are eating, you know? And I think that something else that Brother Mike was alluding to as far as hypnosis was concerned in reference to, I don't know how effective hypnosis is it may be good to controlling the diet, but you still got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh yeah.
You might get all zombied up and be eating the right food because somebody hypnotized you too. But you still have to eat. And I think that's a good idea. If somebody can you can be hypnotized to eat correctly, that might be a step. I think that's what Brother Mac was alluding to. But we only got a couple of minutes here. So I just want to go over the five vegetables again, if that's okay with you, Brother Matt. Go over the five vegetables.
Of course,
yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Down with that would be the Brussels sprouts, collard greens, green peas, broccoli and sweet potato, one cup of each, put together as a meal with just a little quarter teaspoon of turmeric, ginger, rosemary, paprika. Oh, I forgot. And I also use flaxseed. I use one teaspoon of flaxseed in that order, and it works out pretty good. And also use oregano and parsley, and sometimes garlic just for the taste. Other than that, we got about 1 minute left here. Actually, we got about 60 seconds. So if you want to just say a little bit more about the hypnotherapy, go right ahead. I'll let you close out.
For general information, hypnosis can be very valuable in maintaining one's weight, whether you want to gain or lose weight. It can be used as an appetite control, and it can be used to help you to become a non-smoker. In other words, it can be used to alter habits that may be less than beneficial to you, and it can also be used to form habits that would be beneficial to you. So it's just general information is that it should not be overlooked that a lot of good can be done with hypnotherapy. With hypnosis, it comes down to it can help you to change your mind in whichever direction you need to go. If you need to stop doing something detrimental to you, or to start doing something that is beneficial to you, the use of hypnosis might be to your advantage to check it out and take advantage of that.
Okay, Brother Mac, thank you. With that being said, we're actually out of time. This Elohim Speaks show. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Make sure you clock in. The call number is 516-453-9230. And we look forward to talking to you again next Sunday. Brother Elohim, Brother Mac, thank you very much. I appreciate the time that you give us on the show and for checking in with me on Sunday. And I will be talking to you in the future. Much love.
Much love, Brother Elohim. Be well.
Blog Talk Radio.